Now, in this prophecy here of the 70 weeks, the last week of 7 years is at the end of the age. It's a 7-year period broken into 2 divisions, each of them 3.5 years. You will find this in the New Testament. 42 months in one occasion it mentions, which is exactly 3.5 years. 1,260 days is mentioned. That's also 3.5 years. And then a time, times, and half a time, which also equals 3.5 years. You will find that the 2 witnesses in the New Testament prophesy in the first 3.5-year period. And in the midst of the week, we find, or the 7 years, after 3.5 years, Daniel's prophecy said that this prince that shall come, who is the evil prince, will cause the oblation and the sacrifice to cease. And then the overspreading of abomination shall take place, or the abomination of desolation shall be set up. Now, in the Olivet prophecy given by Christ to his apostles in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, he says clearly that the abomination of desolation was something that would occur after his time, that is, in the future. It was a prophecy about the end of the age. And this section of the prophecy here about the abomination of desolation, and we will also find in Daniel chapter 11 and 12, all of that is yet future. It is future according to Christ. It deals with the end of the age into the time period that we are now approaching. If this last week of 7 years leads up to the coming of the true Messiah and the kingdom of God emerging on earth, then this last week of 7 years is the last week of the 6,000-year period, which will lead up to the millennium. Now, if we can see, and we've seen this in the past, but I'm going to rehearse it very quickly here, that if the 483 years from the time of Daniel, that is when a going forth was given to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, and that was in, by the way, the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, and 483 years of the 70 weeks prophecy was fulfilled up until the coming of Christ, and then when he began to preach his gospel there in Nazareth. And that was clearly demonstrated as the year that bridges into the New Testament period, because the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar is the only time indication where we have with secular chronology of what was happening from a biblical point of view. Then we can know then that the 4,000 years ended at that time. There is 2,000 more years from 27 to 28 AD until the start of the millennium. And if we're just adding our figures correctly, and I believe that we are, somewhere in the early part of the next century, somewhere around 2027 to 2028. Now again, I'm not setting dates. All I am doing is just explaining what the biblical revelation has to say on chronology. But somewhere near that period of time, the 6,000 years from the first Adam will have been completed. And we will be getting ready for the emergence of the 7,000th year period, known as the millennium. So this last week of 7 years, mentioned here in the 70 weeks prophecy, of a 7-year period divided into 2 of 3.5 on one side and 3.5 years on the other, and shown in other sections of the book of Daniel as well as in the book of Revelation, all of that is to take place in that 7-year period just prior to the beginning of the millennium. Or you would say, just prior to the second advent of Christ back to this earth. What we find is that this last 7-year period is in the future to us. And in the midst of that 7-year period, right at the end of the 6,000 years, is when the abomination of desolation will be set up that Christ spoke about in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew in the 15th verse, which deals with the period of time associated with his second advent. Now, all of these things are very important for us to realize, because we are coming into that period of time now. Now, these prophecies here are dealing with the end time, and Daniel's prophecies in chapter 7 and chapter 8. If you will read them very carefully, it says that they are end time prophecies. And if you want to know about the prophecy here, about the setting up of the abomination, which the 70 weeks of prophecy speaks about, you can find it given in complete detail in what is called the Book of Truth. The Book of Truth, which is found in Daniel 11, verse 1, all the way down to Daniel 12, verse 5. There is a long prophecy there which speaks about 7 kings. In actual fact, 8 kings when you get the last king. Not any more than that. Not any fewer than that. You have a prophecy here given about the end time that almost every person today, almost everyone, says only has a prophetical application in the last half of the prophecy. But the first half of the prophecy, they see it as having a relevance in history back in the early Persian period, that of Alexander the Great, and that of the Seleucid kings who followed Alexander, and also the Ptolemaic kings in Egypt that followed after Alexander, and leading down to the time of Antiochus Epiphanes in the middle of the 2nd century B.C. And they see that as the prophecy of Daniel chapter 11 here, called the Book of Truth. But as I have said before, and there is not the slightest doubt that this is the case, this prophecy called the Book of Truth, and Gabriel in the interpretation of the prophecy given in Daniel chapter 10, said that the whole of this prophecy here, he deals with the end time, the all of it. And when it says at the beginning of the prophecy here, of this detailed prophecy of Daniel in chapter 11, when it says in verse 2, "I will show you the truth, there shall stand up three kings in Persia, and a fourth shall be far higher than they all," these Persian kings mentioned here are not the Persian kings back in the 5th century B.C., or even the 6th century. Oh no. And the king that shall come up from Javan or Grisha is not Alexander the Great, as so many people feel. And the kings of the north that succeed this great king from Greece are not the Seleucid kings of Persia, of Syria, that so many people feel today happens to be the case, and leading up to Antiochus Epiphanes, who supposedly set up an abomination of desolation in the temple in 168 B.C. My, that is not possible, because 168 B.C. is long before the time of Christ. And Christ said that the abomination of desolation was to be set up future to him. And when will that be? It'll be in the last week of years, in the last seven-year period, and indeed in the middle of that seven-year period, just before the establishment of the millennium. That is when this prince that will come will set up the abomination of desolation. It has nothing whatsoever to do with past history. These Persian kings are Persian kings, three of them, which exist at the end of the age, or fourth Persian kings as it is. And this Greek king, as it's called here, or Greek ruler, is one at the end of the age. There'll be four Persian, one Greek, that makes five. And then if you will look at the kings of the north, leading up to this man who sets up the abomination of desolation, and then in the latter part of Daniel 11 claims himself as being God, and as Paul said, sitting in the temple of God, all of this king here is the eighth king in all of these kings that are mentioned here, eighth king of the kings of the north. And you go to the book of Revelation, you know, when John was able to see this beast come out of the sea and all of that, it had 10 heads. It had seven heads, and it had 10 horns associated with it. And he says that those heads represent kings. And he said that five are fallen, one is yet to come. And that he will last but a short time. And then will come on the scene the eighth king, who will be the one who will set up the abomination of desolation. And as Daniel says, in the midst of the week. If you will check the Book of Truth here carefully, in Daniel 11 up to the first five verses of chapter 12, you will find that what John is doing in the book of Revelation is absolutely giving a commentary on end time events dealing with our period now. Now, what we need to ask ourselves is this. If we keep our eyes on the Middle East, because this is where the geographical scenario is all about in these prophecies here, we should be able to see pretty soon, and I would think without too much difficulty as time goes on here. Because, you know, we're coming into that period of time known as the end of the age. These events in chapter 11, called the Book of Truth, are events to occur in the end time generation. All of it They have nothing to do with past history. And that is where people have made one of the biggest mistakes that they can possibly make. That is why when we realize that there are actually eight kings here being mentioned, just like the eight kings in the book of Revelation, we can then actually identify who those heads were back there in the book of Revelation that John was talking about. Though he doesn't identify them back there, he didn't have to. They're all identified here in the book of truth, Daniel 11 and 12. The first four heads are Persian. The fifth head, Greek. And the sixth head, and it says that he was taken forward in vision, John was, until the time of the sixth head, because it said five are fallen. Now that time he was taken into was near the end of the age, and in the book of Revelation is talking in almost entirely about the end time. It's not talking about history, it's talking about the end time generation, and in actual fact the last 7 years of that end time generation, because we find in the book of Revelation 42 months being mentioned, 1260 days being mentioned, half a time being mentioned, which all has to do with the prophecies of Daniel dealing with the end time. Yes, we can even identify who those heads were mentioned in John when he saw this beast come out of the sea at the end of the age. They're all identified here in Daniel chapter 11. And it actually says that this sixth king who is mentioned here in Daniel 11 will finally die. And in then 11 verse 20 it says, and then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes in the glory of his kingdom, but within a few days he shall be destroyed. And then after he is destroyed, only in a few days he lives. Then in verse 21, and in his estate shall stand up a vile person. This is the eighth king. The exact eighth king mentioned back here in the book of Revelation, it just fits perfectly. And this eighth king is the one who sets up the abomination of desolation in the temple. He is the one who sits himself in the temple of God, calling himself God, as the Apostle Paul said he would in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He is the one who stands up against the princes of princes, Christ Jesus. And he is not Antiochus Epiphanes, who lived 65 years before the birth of Christ. This is a future king of the north. All of these kings here have an end time relevance to them. And this king, called the vile person, succeeds the seventh king, who, as it says in Daniel 11, verse 20, has only a short reign. And you know, that's exactly what John said in the book of Revelation. If you look at it very carefully in chapter 17, he says that there were five kings already fallen. John was taken forward into the time of the sixth king, and he's mentioned here in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, in great details about what this king will do in the near future. And then it says, as far as the seventh king is concerned, it says that he will continue for a short space, that is Revelation 17, verse 10, and that absolutely dovetails with Daniel 11, verse 20, where it says, in a few days he shall be destroyed. And then the next king is the eighth king in Daniel 11, and the eighth king in Revelation chapter 17 is the beast or the Antichrist, the false Messiah. And this false Messiah will come on the scene in the last 7 years of the history of the world before the millennium takes place. Now I want to show you something which I think is most important, and it's brand new, but I want you to consider it because I think this is something of relevance. You know, in the 70 weeks prophecy back here that we were talking about before in Daniel chapter 9, beginning in verse 24, it says 70 weeks are determined, that means 490 years, upon your people and the city of Jerusalem to bring in everlasting righteousness and all of that. Then he goes on to say, from the going forth of a command to rebuild Jerusalem and the temple and the wall and all of that around it, until Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 80 weeks. That means 483 years. And that is exactly what happened when Christ Jesus came on the earth. That part of the prophecy has already been fulfilled as far as Christ is concerned. Then it says the Messiah after that shall be cut off, but not for himself. And then after that is when the last week of 7 years, which by the way is at the end of the age, will take place, and is divided in two, as I said before, 3.5 on one side and 3.5 years on the other, with the abomination of desolation being set up in the temple in the middle of it. But that is the last. the first part of this prophecy here, as far as the true Messiah is concerned, has already been fulfilled, and it's not going to be fulfilled again. But you know something? At the end of the age, the Bible tells us clearly that there is going to be a false Messiah, a Messiah that this world will think is none other than the true Messiah. He's going to have most of their credentials, it looks like, on the surface, to be the Christ. And some are going to say, well, we all know that Christ Jesus came back there. Yes, but Jesus Christ is coming a second time, isn't he? And you know, there is some person coming out of heaven with his angels, by the way, who is going to be thrown out of heaven. And when he comes back to this earth, he's coming in with a grand display. And it's not going to be the true Christ. 3.5 years before, it's going to be the false Christ. And people today in this New Age movement, they're looking for aliens to come out of space, aren't they? They're thinking they're going to come. Well, they're going to get a grand display of it, and it's found in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. When Satan, the devil, and his angels are thrown out of heaven, the world is going to think that is nothing more than the second coming of Christ. That's what they're going to believe. Now, you say, well, it couldn't be, because Satan, he looks like a wicked person. He's red all over. He's got a forked tooth and tail and horns on his head. Oh, no, he doesn't. You know what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12, going through that section there? Satan, the devil, looks like an angel of light, and so do his other angels coming with him. They're going to be thrown out of heaven, and the world is going to think that is nothing more than the second coming of Christ. This man is going to this... Satan is going to energize an individual person on this earth who is going to perform these duties of setting up the abomination of desolation found in the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel. He's going to cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease in a temple. He's going to set himself in the temple. That's going to be a human being, but he's going to be energized by this power that comes out of heaven, and the world is going to believe that is none other than Jesus Christ coming back. And you'll say, well, I don't believe the world would believe that. Well, the thing is, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, God is going to send strong delusion upon this world so that they will believe the lie. That is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's near the end of the chapter. You can read it there. People are going to believe that this man who is going to sit in the temple of God is being energized by no less than Jesus Christ, who has come back from heaven. And you know, it's not Jesus Christ, the first one that comes. It is Satan the devil. And that is what the book of Revelation is trying to show us. That's what we find here in the book of Daniel. You know, when it says in this 70 weeks prophecy that from the going forth of a command to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, there would then be 483 years or 7 weeks and 62 weeks, 69 weeks, until Messiah the Prince. But you know, when it says Messiah the Prince, if you'll read it carefully, people can get mixed up by that. Because you see, there are two Messiahs, the Prince is coming. One true and one false. We have been absolutely shown who the true one is. That's Jesus Christ. But that part of the prophecy has been fulfilled. But the world is going to accept another Messiah. Now, do you know if the 2,000 years from the time the Messiah did come on the scene back in 27 to 28 AD, if the 2,000 years ends in 2027 to 2028, the 7-year period before that, from 20 AD to around 2027 AD, somewhere in there, that 7-year period. Now again, I'm not setting dates, I'm just trying to show what the biblical revelation says on this, so that we can have these things in our mind and we can study them and ask God to help us to understand what is really going on in this world. But that last 7-year period, that is when the false Messiah is going to come on the scene. Now here is something that is most interesting, and 2 years ago, a little over, I made this observation. I've given it before in a cassette tape, a little bit. I've written about it briefly, but now I want to give you something which I feel is important, based upon something that I gave out about 3 years ago. Do you know where it says 70 weeks are determined upon your people, of 490 years, or really 483, and then followed by a 7-year period, until Messiah the Prince? Do you know, when you read the whole prophecy here, it ends with that last week of 7 years, broken in two sections. And that is to occur just before the second coming of Christ, the real second coming of Christ, and the real millennium to be established on this earth. You know, if that, it goes, the millennium is going to go forth or somewhere around the 6,000 years, ending around 2027 to 28. Do you know, if you would go back 490 years from that date backwards, you would come to the year 1537 A.D. 1537 A.D. Now, what is important in 1537 A.D.? Do you know, at that very time, a Turkish ruler, who was a majestic ruler in the Middle East, called Solomon the Magnificent. That's what he was called. He was named after Solomon, the son of David. But of course, he was not Solomon. But you know what he did? He conquered Jerusalem. And being a Muslim himself, and recognizing Jerusalem as the third holy site in all of Islam, he then gave a command that the city of Jerusalem would be rebuilt and the walls would be rebuilt around that city. That is the last time in 1537 A.D. that a command has gone forth to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. And you can go down there to Jerusalem now. You can go down with me on one of my trips, and I will show you that wall that now surrounds the city of Jerusalem. Do you know that was put there, started in 1537 by Solomon the Magnificent, and at some of the gates you can find it in Arabic and also Turkish. They even have the date there when it started, and it's 1537. If you would go from that date in 1537, which took place in the last part of the year of 1537, and go forth 483 years, you would come to 2027. If you go the full 490, you would come to 2027, which is exactly 2,000 years away from when the true Messiah was back there on earth and the commencing of the millennium. Do you know this prophecy here? This prophecy of the 70 weeks, God may very well be telling us that since we know the first part of the prophecy, or the real prophecy, is for the appearance of the true Messiah back there some 2,000 years ago, the last command to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, though, was given by Solomon the Magnificent in 1537. And you know that 490-year period of the 70 weeks from that command leading up this time to the false Messiah, not the true, but the false Messiah, would also answer to this same period of time of 27 to 2028. In other words, that the last 7 years here of this prophecy of the 70 weeks, in the midst of which the abomination of desolation will be put up, that last 7 years would be from the years 2020 or 2021 to 2027 and 2028. I mean, that's just less than 40 years in advance of us. Am I setting dates? No, I again say that I'm not. I'm a historian, but I do believe that God's Spirit can work with us and you and all of us. We need to see the chronology of these matters. We may have, indeed, I believe we do have, a secondary sense to this prophecy here of it leading up to the establishment of the false Messiah. In actual fact, the last 7 years deals with both the time when it's right at the end time here. The last 7 years deals with the end time and described in the book of Daniel and also the book of Revelation. But the first part of this 70 weeks prophecy deals with the true Christ up to 27 to 28 A.D. But if you look at it at the false Christ, do you know even a command was given forth in 1537 A.D., where the present city of Jerusalem that we have over there now is the one which is, you can see, and it could be leading up to a prophecy of the false Christ as well, if you look at it in the way that some people may. We could very well have here, as I said before, a new way of looking at the arrival, not of the true Christ, but of the false Christ. Now, some people have said to me, well, how can we tell the difference between the two? Well, you know, that's one of the easiest things in the world. First of all, I'll say this. The first individual who comes, even in glory, and appears in heaven, is not going to be the proper one. He's going to be the wrong one. He is going to be the false Christ. The false Christ comes first. And if anyone comes and says they are the Christ, even sitting in a temple of God saying he's Christ, Jesus said to us, beware, but I told you before, many are going to come, but one in particular is going to come. When I come, I will come in a way from heaven. That's true with the holy angels, but you know what will happen at that exact time? the resurrection from the dead will take place. Or, if you and I are living at the time, we will then be transformed to meet Him in the clouds. And you know, with this false Christ, that when He comes, you're not going to be transformed, you see. Because it's 3.5 years before the true Christ will come, or somewhere in there. You can know for a certain that the first person who comes and says he is the Christ, even if there are vast miracles associated with him, even though he comes out of heaven with angels, it is not the proper one. Because you see, when you and I will be alive, if we are, or whoever the Christians are, when the true Christ comes, we will be changed into immortality right there, and the resurrection of the dead takes place. But when the false Christ comes, that will not occur. However, people are going to think that some people have been resurrected from the dead, but if you have not, you can be certain or changed that it's not the true Christ. And there's one other thing. When the true Christ comes, the Mount of Olives will split in two and form a valley, the Valley of Elah, on one side and the other. And if some great powerful being with angels comes from heaven and that Mount of Olives is not torn in two, as it says it will be in Zechariah 14 verses 1 through 3, then you can be certain it is the Antichrist. It is the false Christ. He looks like he has credentials to be the Christ, but he is not the Christ. But the world will go over to him. Why? Because it says in the Bible that God shall send them strong delusion that they shall believe the lie. But he's coming in all power, the power of Satan the devil. We may find here in the 70 weeks prophecy, a twofold prophecy is what I'm trying to say. One of the true Christ, which has been completely fulfilled in Christ Jesus, because when you add the 483 years, or the 69 weeks leading up to the true Messiah, and add that on to the chronology of the past, back to the first Adam, you get exactly 4,000 years. See the point? Then you add 2,000 years from that point, from 27 A.D. and 28 A.D., and you get to 2027 A.D. Now that's for the true Christ coming back. But if you look at it here as a dual prophecy, and a prophecy that the world will accept, and it refers to the false Messiah who is going to come, isn't it interesting? And I put this out as interest, that Solomon the Magnificent, the great Turkish commander who controlled more of the territory of Africa and Asia than any other single person in modern history, that is, in the last 1,000 years and all of that, he was the one who gave a command to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, and those walls that you see over there surrounding the old city are of his manufacture to this very day. That could have been a very good clue, where it says the command to go forth to rebuild the city of Jerusalem and the wall and all of that. 1537 could be leading up to the false Messiah. Because Solomon the Magnificent, you see, was not a Christian. He was a Muslim. And they've been fighting over that area ever since, and will continue to fight over it until the last 7 years. And we have it all of this period of time prior to the second coming and the millennium. We have it all here in the book of Daniel and also in the book of Revelation. Let us understand one thing, that the book of truth in Daniel 11 and Daniel 12 is yet future to us, and it involves several years of time. So let's pay attention to what is happening in the Middle East at this present time. Particularly watch what's happening in Iran with the Ayatollah Khomeini. He's just about to die, but someone else is going to come up. There are yet four kings in Persia left, it says. Then someone of power will come out of the Greek archipelago, and then out of that will come the first king of the north, and then a short reign of the seventh king of the north, and then he will die of a short time, and then will emerge this vile person whom Satan the devil will energize completely, and he then will be the eighth king. It says eighth king in the book of Daniel, eighth king in the book of Revelation. He will be the one who will stand up against the Prince of Princes, the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. But who is going to defeat this whole system? It is going to be Christ Jesus when the millennium finally occurs. This is a new way of looking at things, but it's something for you to consider. And I think that God is opening up the understanding of this book called the Holy Scripture, as never before.